Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott joining you. This is Oilers Now. The Killers to open. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. Don't even have to be Mr. Brightside. The Oilers are in good spot right now. This is Oilers Now. For World of Spas, aching after a long day, World of Spas offers tubs designed with your relief in mind. Rest, recover, and relax with World of Spas, Alberta's number one swim spa dealer. Visit worldofspas.com. Coming up on today's show, a look at last night's 6-3 victory over the Ottawa Senators. We'll have a little bit of a conversation in and around Leon Draisaitl and where he sits amongst the top players of this era. David Staples from the Cult of Hockey will make an appearance today at 12:35. Mark Spector, Sportsnet Spec, 105. And we will tell you that... Mark's appearances are presented by Aquarian Renovations. And at 1:35 today, an update from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. Former Edmonton Oilers player and coach, the current head coach of the Alberta Golden Bears, Ian Herbers, as the Bears get ready for the U Sport Championship. This is Oilers Now. You can participate in the show. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. George Thurgood and the Destroyers take the stage at the River Cree May 4th. Info and tickets at therivercreeresort.com. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Same number, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted. 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. All right, Brendan Escott is across the glass looking at me right now. How you doing, Brendan?
Things are good today. We've got the pooch in-house. Penny is here at work with me, so it's been a good day.
Penny is a tiny little pooch.
She is. She's all of 8 pounds, little golden blonde thing.
We have two cats heavier than Penny in our house right now, just so you know.
Yeah, we get that a lot. Most cats are bigger than her, I think.
Yeah, there you go. The third one, though, is not bigger than Penny. So, yes, we have three cats in the Stauffer household, and we've got a golden retriever named Anakin. This show is not going to go to the dogs, but I just want you to know that makes me eighth in the Stauffer household in terms of relative importance, something that I'm regularly reminded of, and many of you listening to the show can completely relate to that as well. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Tweet Brendan at Brendan Escott. Jay Woodcroft is either speaking or as we speak or close to wrapping up an availability. The Oilers were scheduled to practice today. They are nursing some bumps and bruises, to say the least. Zach Hyman did not play last night. He'd been dealing with something over the last... If you watch the Oilers on a regular basis, you could see that Hyman was fighting through something. Ryan McLeod left last night's game. Connor McDavid, who ran into Derek Ryan against Boston, gutted through the game against Toronto, played last night, got run into the boards by Patrick Brown. Did you see the Patrick Brown play?
Yeah, I did. That was just one of those areas where he got hit and he kind of buckled right over the boards on his own bench, and you could tell it stung him right away.
Right the hip. I worry about hip pointers there. And then later in the game, Bouchard hit him with a power play shot. This is the time of the year where rest and recovery are very important for players as we hit the stretch run, and a stretch run where the Edmonton Oilers, they've been good in stretch runs. I know Jack Michaels just tweeted out some numbers in regard to that. And once I can pull that actually up on my computer here, which would be helpful. Oh, geez, what's going on? What's with this whole Twitterverse thing anyways? We will tell you that, I mean, Edmonton last year, I think they were like, I know in 16-17 they went 12-2, and then in the 2021 season, they were 12-5 in their final 17 games. By the way, I would take 12-5 in the final 17 games for Edmonton this year. because it would get the Oilers to 47 wins, which would make me a very happy man, because I said at the start of the season I was hoping to see the team with 47. Last season, Edmonton was 13-2-1 in their final 16 games. The Oilers have the third easiest schedule to close out the regular season. They got seven matchups that go, three against San Jose, two against Anaheim, two against Arizona. Traditionally, Edmonton's played pretty well in the back half of the seasons against the Western Conference teams. They get Dallas here tomorrow night. That's their top story, brought to you by Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payment, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Let's get to the Oilers now. Audio Vault at 1212 here in the city of Edmonton for Direct Workwear. Proud to offer on-site seams to services and embroidery. Get your workwear and have it customized all in one trip. Cam Moon on the call last night. The Oilers put up six against the Senators.
Here at Rogers Place, the Edmonton Oilers and the Ottawa Senators. Now to McLeod, in over the line to Ryan, to the net, scores! Derek Ryan off the post and in, and it's 1-0 Edmonton. On the right wing for DeBrincat, into the right wing corner, Tkachuk scores. Tkachuk tried to wrap it, and he did, put it off of Skinner and in. It's a power play goal. Coming out through center is Fogel. He'll come in over the line. That's just knocked off his stick, but it goes to Draisaitl, to Fogel, to Draisaitl, scores! Leon Draisaitl caps it off. Hamonic right wing corner. Now a 2-on-1 for the Senators, coming out shorthanded. Down the right side, in front of the net, scores. Going to the net was Stützle. Shot, and that one block gets sent in front by Nugent Hopkins. They're trying to find it. Nugent Hopkins scores! Ryan Nugent Hopkins off the right wing. It's a power play goal. Oilers are up 3-2. Bouchard in from the left wing point. Fogel to McDavid. Out to Draisaitl. Scores! Leon Draisaitl with a one-timer in the slot. And the Oilers are up 4-2.
That is the 100th point of the season for Leon Draisaitl. Fourth time in his NHL career he hits the century mark.
Cleared out, so it's Bouchard back into his own end. Now to Costin at the Edmonton blue line for Ekholm. Comes into the Oiler end, or to Ottawa end, over to Bukestad, scores! Nick Bukestad, what a shot! Batherson into the slot, Stützle scores! Batherson with the pass into the slot, and Stützle absolutely wired that off the post and in. Field off the boards nicely by Bouchard. He'll put it through the middle, he gave it away, the shot on the save made by Skinner off of Giroux! Giroux centering pass, another save by Skinner! And he'll hold on to that as Pinto got that pass right in front of the net, and Stuart Skinner just saved the day. Through the middle to McDavid, looks towards the empty net, shoots, scores!
There's the record.
Connor McDavid makes it 6-3.
Connor McDavid picking up his 129th point on that empty net goal last year. That is the most points in a single NHL season since 1995-96. Times were a little bit different. That was 27 years ago. 92-93 was the highest scoring season in NHL history, but the mid-90s were still quite high scoring, and then by the early 2000s, we'd gone into the quote-unquote dead puck era. Leon Draisaitl reaches the 100-point plateau. Draisaitl dominant last night's game. Two goals, plus two, six shots on goal, 16-7 in the faceoff circle, 2014 time on ice. That was as good a performance as we've seen out of Draisaitl out of a while. Connor McDavid, pretty good. Oilers, it was a bit of an odd game. Like, Ottawa's got a lot of skill. Edmonton has more skill. Ottawa had inexperienced goaltending going. Mads Søgaard, who was with the Medicine Hat Tigers a couple of years ago, getting his 12th NHL appearance. Kevin Mandelis was their backup last night. He's been in three NHL games. I thought Stuart Skinner was pretty good in the Oilers' goal. And Stuart Skinner is tracking ahead of schedule. There are some statistical models that would say he's been average at best in terms of goals saved above expectation, and there's other statistical models that chart the exact same thing that it would say he's like top 30 in the league in that regard. He did make, there's no question, two saves in that game, one on Stützle, who was brilliant in the second period, and then the save off is Giroux in third. those helped Edmonton win the hockey game. There's no question about it, because Ottawa, you know, they could have worked their way back into the game. Anything catch your eye in last night's game, Brendan, that you sort of, what'd you think? Was there something that you kind of liked or didn't like? Or?
Well, I'll tell you what, and we knew it would be a bit of a work in progress with Evan Bouchard in the power play, but I think there's still a hesitancy there when it comes to shooting the puck or passing the puck, just the decision making, and I see that they get burned once again for a shorthanded goal. So that would be something that I know that they're talking a lot about the details. There's a detail for you.
Yeah. Yeah, Bouchard, I think one of the things that happened, that's a nuance that he's going to have to become. One thing he needs to do is he needs to keep the puck down on the shot. He's got to get the puck through quicker, which means you don't have to wind up. You just got to get it through. When you have time and space, then you can crank. This is like Marc-Andre Bergeron had a big year, scoring 5-on-3 goals for the Oilers back in 05-06 when the refs used to give teams lots of 5-on-3s, and then they stopped calling them the next season, and he wasn't quite as an effective defenseman. In Bouchard's case, I think, you know, I want to be patient with him. I don't think, by the way, how good has Matthias Ekholm been? He's up to plus 10 now since he's come to Edmonton.
This is better than advertised, frankly. This is better than advertised.
Yeah. Are they the top pairing for Edmonton? They are for me. Ekholm and Bouchard are the Oilers' number one pairing
for
me.
The calmness on the ice now when those two are out there, I would suggest that you could...
Like, I would say Bouchard's taken a significant uptick, 5-on-5, and the power play remains a work in process because he ran the power play in London. But here, he's, you don't want him deferring too much. Like, he had a chance on the one where they got the shorthanded goal against. He had a chance to pound the puck right off the draw. We talked about this before with Todd McClellan and the San Jose Sharks. Like, if they won an ozone faceoff, their goal was to get the puck to the net within 15 seconds of winning the draw. They wanted a shot on goal in the first 15 seconds of the power play because there's statistics to suggest that you can... you can create more chaos as a result of that. So that's kind of how it works. It's gonna be interesting how things go the rest of the way. We expect Stuart Skinner to start tomorrow. Is there, I mean, other than back-to-backs, unless Skinner craters, is there a way you see Campbell getting more than two or three starts the rest of the way, Brendan?
No, because you need somebody going and going full steam by the time playoffs start, right? So I think you've kind of got to pick your guy here, and Skinner's earned that, obviously.
Yeah, well, and the other guy hasn't killed it.
No, he certainly hasn't. He looked like he had rounded a bend, and then we hit a roadblock again.
You know, expected goals, it's interesting with expected goals because you kind of look at... you look at Mike Smith the last 2 years, and somebody said this to me last night. You know, I said, well, Smith had a 923 and 915 save percentage coming off of injuries each of the last two seasons. He finished fourth in the 1 year and 17th the other amongst, like, 100 goalies. Like, those are really good numbers. But he kind of looked ugly doing it. And in Skinner's case, the expected goal stat, people say, well, you're running him down. That's just the stat. I would suggest in a perfect world you're hoping for a top 30. But you could have wide ranges. Like, Linus Ullmark was nowhere near that a year ago, where he's at right now, where he's number one. That just happens with goalies once in a while. But the thing I like about Skinner is he looks relatively composed in goal. I want to circle back to Drysdale. He was spectacular in last night's game. Here's Jay Woodcroft.
I thought he played the game like he was on a mission. I think he was 70% in the faceoff circle. He had a good conscience about him the entire game in terms of both sides of the puck. And I think when he plays in the middle, it really gets his feet moving.
There you go. Jay Woodcroft did he provide much of an update on Zach Hyman? You were there, Brendan. I was still wrapping up the post-game show. What would you say? We're going to run the clip. What'd you think?
Yeah, not a great detail, but it was pretty cool having Morgan, the junior reporter, there to ask the question of Woodcroft and maybe take some of the heat off of the normal guys for asking it.
Zach didn't play tonight. He's a little dinged up, and in the best interest of him today, we held him out. You know, I think he had a pretty good day today. We wanted to hold him out for precaution. We'll see how he is tomorrow. I'll have more of an update for you tomorrow.
All right. And we will get you some of that audio a little bit later on in the final quarter hour of hour number two of Oilers Now. Leon Draisaitl got to 100 points. He had these comments after last night's game.
I feel very fortunate. You know, obviously very, very happy about it. But, you know, this is my job. This is what I get paid to do, right? And, you know, I couldn't do it without any of these guys in here. And I'm well aware of that and very appreciative of, you know, them. You know, finding me and putting me in the right spot. So I'm very happy about that.
And Draisaitl also added some additional perspective. He was asked about being one of the top European players in the National Hockey League.
I think there's five other guys from European guys that have got four 100-point seasons like you or more, and their names are like Jari Kurri and Teemu Selänne and Peter Stastny and Alex Ovechkin. What's it? You're in a really small group of the greatest European players ever. What's that like?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty great hockey players there. You know, I've been very fortunate to have played with some amazing players. You know, Nuge, Connor, Hines, Kaner, all those guys. Even the years prior, you know, they find me and they put me in spots where I can succeed. And you know, I obviously don't want that to go unnoticed. So big time thank you to them.
All right, it's Leon Draisaitl. By the way, how did you think Warren Fogle played on that line last night with Draisaitl and Nugent Hopkins?
Not too bad, eh? I mean, that one was certainly an extra pass, but it went in the net, and when that happens, you're okay with it, right?
I thought that line looked better with Fogle than it had been looking with Yamamoto. Just one guy's interpretation. What about you?
I agree with that. The forecheck, and Draisaitl even made the comment last night, it's nice to have Fogle on his wing because of the way he forechecks and gets after the puck like that.
Here's Leon Draisaitl and Warren Fogle.
Yeah, he's playing good. He's playing really good hockey. He's tenacious. He's good on the forecheck. He can make a play when time is there. So I really enjoy playing with him. He's been really good. He's physical. He's good on the forecheck. He creates loose pucks, and that's obviously. I think we all know that I'm not the greatest forechecker in the world. So it's nice to have that part on my line. So I'm very happy and appreciative of the work he does.
And Warren Fogle had these comments on being moved up and playing with Leon Draisaitl last night.
He's just a world class player, and. You know, I think anyone who plays with him is lucky, and, you know, my job is just try to get him the puck and go to the net. So, you know, kudos to him to, you know, doing all really the hard work, I guess. But, you know, anytime I can get up there, it's a privilege, and, you know, I definitely try to take the most of that opportunity.
All right, there you go. That's our Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear. It is 12:25 at Edmonton, and when we come back for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, we'll bring you NHL Today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita!
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mark Spector asked the question about Leon Draisaitl being one of the best European players. Since 2016-17, Connor McDavid has 778 points. He's first. Leon Draisaitl is second with 656 points. Third is Nate MacKinnon, 576. So Draisaitl's up by 80 on MacKinnon, and McDavid is up by 202 points since 16-17. In terms of goals, Ovechkin, 291. 290 for Austin Matthews, 279 for Connor, 277 for Leon. Not bad. It's pretty good. We've been lucky. And we got a couple texters taking shots saying, hey, all you guys did was beat Ottawa. Hold your horse. Hey, every win's a win. Any team can beat any team on any given night in the NHL. That's how it works. It's how Edmonton's building to see. And the biggest question mark, we all know what the biggest question mark is going to be. It's going to be goaltending. Oilers need to continue to improve their defensive play. We go to NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
Four games tonight in the NHL. Toronto is hosting Colorado. That headlines things. Of course, the Oilers and Dallas will duel tomorrow, 7 o'clock on 6:30. Ched. NHL Draft Lottery will unfold on May 8th this year, and we learned yesterday that the Hurricanes have lost Andrei Svechnikov, former second overall pick, for the season, following ACL surgery. Bakersfield hosting the Texas Stars tonight before starting up a home-and-home with Henderson on the weekend. Six games left for the Oil Kings, two of them at Rogers Place. Friday, Medicine Hat is here, and Saturday, it's Lethbridge in town. And we'll hear more on the Alberta Golden Bears and their quest for U Sports Championship gold out in Charlottetown, PEI, when Ian Herbers joins us in hour number two.
David Staples' Call to Hockey coming up at 12:35 after a Global News weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.